Let's open a line now to Damascus. Syria's capital is firmly under the control of President Bashar al-Assad, despite years of civil war. The many changes in the city include a rise in anti-American sentiment. NPR's Peter Kenyon was in Damascus 8 years ago and recently went there again.
When I last visited Damascus in 2008, the historic district was full of Western students learning Arabic. Student Kara Francis told me she didn't feel looked down on for being American, though she did have to field questions about then-President George W. Bush.
No, to the contrary. Every time I tell a Syrian that I'm American, they just get really excited and happy. And, you know, they say that they don't like Bush, and I tell them I don't either.
But things are different now. Nearly 6 years of conflict have killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions more. The Obama administration has repeatedly called for President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Anti-American feelings are abundant, even here in Cafe Rauda. This downtown Damascus cafe has long been a favorite with intellectuals, artists, anyone who enjoys a lively debate. It's a place known for candid opinions in a city where dissent can be uncovered and punished by the authorities with shocking speed. Those conversations are probably still taking place, but I didn't get to hear them. Once the management learned of my presence, I was invited to leave. Not for being a reporter, for being an American reporter. Much of the media available to the average Damascus resident is either state-controlled or Russian, and heavily anti-American. At another, smaller cafe a few blocks away, I meet Mohammed, who agrees to answer my questions if I don't reveal his family name or where he works. In this tightly controlled state, even explaining what's wrong with American foreign policy requires permission. He says anti-American feelings are stronger now, but it's not just the USA.
Actually, we don't just hate America, it's all the Western powers. Everyone's standing back and watching Syria get consumed by war or adding to the killing for their own reasons. We have no good feelings towards the American government, of course, after many years of bad policies. We watched Iraq crumble and never imagined it could happen here.
Many Syrians still like to think of their country as the moderate pan-Arab peacemaker that strove to hold a fractious region together. Now people wonder if Syria can hold itself together. Mohammed says the Syrians dying in their homes and on the ocean fleeing to Europe know what it would take to silence the guns, but it's out of their hands.
To stop this war, everyone knows we need an agreement between Russia and America. If they agree, it will stop immediately.
This interview took place days before Donald Trump's surprising election win, so I got in touch with Mohammed again to see what he thinks. He says the Syrian government will probably be happy, given Trump's wish to get along with Russia, but he's not convinced it will bring peace. What if Trump and Putin agree, in Mohammed's words, to keep the Syrian fire pit burning? He says a friend of his, a visual artist, is planning a new series of works exploring the theme of insanity taking over the world. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Damascus.